Hello, people. It's Swagger Snap back here. It's been a long time coming. It's me, Max Powers.
Jackson, out with you here.
And today we're going to start off with the Metro Corner as usual. Any interesting stories today, Logan?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as saying they're interesting, more tedious, because it always seems to be going back to the same people about
Time and
different
time
stuff.
again.
So Justin Bieber once again made the news.
Just to clarify, we're not. This is not our doing. It's because he's always on the Metro and
Yeah,
various
obviously
other
he's
people.
always just getting crappy publicity.
To be fair, he has got 35 million followers on Twitter, which is basically a country.
Like he doesn't really need any more publicity.
I know it's ridiculous. I hate the little twerp. I think he's a spoiled brat. I mean, you saw what he wrote on Twitter. Worst birthday ever. I had my birthday in the weekend, and I was like, oh, thank you guys so much
Yeah, you're
for that.
grateful. But I mean, it must be hard for him because he's got millions and millions and he's got mansions and
Is
diehard
it too much
fans
too soon?
and
Too much too soon, Logan.
yeah, totally.
It's simple as that. When you have too much too soon, you take
Take
things
it for
for granted.
granted. Yeah,
Exactly.
absolutely.
And
No, I
that's
think
what's
he's
happened.
a bit, I mean, he was in the news because he arrived on set for his concert yesterday 2 hours
2 hours late.
late. On a school night, most of his fans are little kids, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
And a lot of parents were fuming and they took to Twitter to tweet him just to let him know that he's a bit of a disgrace, which I completely and wholeheartedly agree with. Not
Those were
only
your thoughts before the concert, anyways. Just
yeah,
to clarify.
but I'd like to point out that arriving on stage late is so Axl Rose from the Guns N' Roses, not Justin Bieber.
If
Like he's not a diva. Like why is he pretending to be?
your fan base was like, I don't know, people in their 20s, 30s, that kind of thing, then it's okay and acceptable, but not children. I
No,
mean,
like I mean,
he's.
don't get me wrong, like suspense, waiting for your favorite artist to come on, that 20 minute, half hour delay,
Yeah, not 2 hours.
2 hours. Yeah, I mean,
Standing.
come, that is just dickotry to the max.
So you might as well
Hours.
get like a tattoo with dick on his forehead. That'll clarify how everybody feels about him right now.
Yeah.
And I saw a picture of him take his top off in London. It's like -5 degrees, and you're taking your top off. You absolute and utter bellend.
I know, it's
So we
like
can see
what?
your disgraceful tattoos with an owl. How can it have an
And
owl?
your weedy little body, it's like, bro, do you even lift?
That's right. Yeah, you showed me that meme. That was funny, with his twig-like arms posing in front of the cameras. That was not funny.
Do you
It
know,
was just
like
disgraceful.
the thing that kind of also bothers me about Justin Bieber is that he has made the word swag like a verb, noun, adjective,
As part of our name, so
adverb,
watch what you say about it.
Well, I think we use it to good effect, where he just uses it for everything. It's like, Mom, could I get a bowl of swag with some swag sauce and then a swag to go with the swag
He's
while I
just
wear my
abusing our name,
swag?
isn't he?
And yeah.
Just abusing our name.
Yeah, we came up with it first.
Yeah, exactly. We were professionals before you, even though you turned a professional when you were two. That's not the point. But yeah, I mean, not a fan of Bieber right now, for sure,
Or ever.
or ever.
Did you see that picture of him meeting the Canadian Prime Minister
Oh
wearing
my God!
dungarees? Like,
Dungarees.
I have been happy to sort of defend Bieber in a sense of, I don't like his music, but I respect him for working hard because, he did work hard and he does work hard, But I mean, come on. That's like us going to meet the Queen and wearing, like a pair of shorts.
This
And that is it.
it's
And
disgraceful.
flip-flops.
It's disrespectful, and it sets a bad example because all of his fans are teenagers. So,
You're like impressionable kids,
I mean, if you're a 20-year-old listening to Bieber's music, there's something wrong with you. Genuinely, I'm not beating around the bush here. There's something genuinely wrong with you.
I tend to agree.
Why would you? He's not good.
I know.
My analysis of this is that the only reason he attracts like teenagers, like 13, 14-year-olds, is because their ears haven't developed yet. So so they're
My God,
just
I think you're onto something.
exactly their ears haven't they haven't gone through puberty, so or they're just in the process of it. So
yeah, their ear balls need to drop.
Oh my god, he's so shit.
Nice. Well, anyway, I think I'm just getting so sick and tired of talking about Biebs all the time. So let's move on to Lewis Tomlinson.
Bell end of One Direction.
Oh my god, I mean, he has built a panic room because his girlfriend is being trolled by Twitter fans.
That is ridiculous.
I mean, I can't even think what that's an equivalent of. I mean, it's just so stupid. You're just like, really? I mean, I don't think people care that much. And it's like, it's not like a panic room is going to shield you from all the tweets.
I mean, we would agree that that Justin Bieber and One Direction have the same sort of fan base. So,
impressionable teenagers that listen to god awful music.
Exactly.
And will argue to the death that, you know, what they listen to is the best thing ever.
Case in point. Why would a 14-year-old drive all the way to Hertfordshire and try and kill your girlfriend when she's only 14? It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, you know, you can never take the risk. So let's build a panic room.
For thousands of pounds.
£15,000 worth.
That's not a lot for a panic room, isn't it?
Well, it's not a lot for him, but I mean, you know.
Well, for obviously for us, but I'm saying like for a multimillionaire.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, like
it's like having a room for your presents, a wrapping.
Why don't you just buy a super awesome lock and some burglar lights, and then just give the rest of that, you know, a charity or something?
Exactly.
Or go on a kick-ass holiday.
Why don't you just get a cupboard or something? Hide it. I don't know. Just
like a basement.
Why does he even need to pronounce that? Why does he even need to announce that he has a panic room?
Yeah, I know.
Or did it leak through the grapevine?
I think Lewis Tomlinson's a bit of a bitch, personally, because I don't know if you caught the Brit Awards a few weeks ago.
Sort of. I heard that.
Well, Jake Bugg, who is like an indie artist, solo artist, was being interviewed and he was asked about One Direction. And he was like, the interviewer said to him that One Direction had been likened to the legendary Beatles.
Yeah.
Which is just the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, that is just like, I'm not even going to warrant that with anything. So he, and quite rightly so, I've got so much respect for him for saying this. Like, he could have totally sold out and said, yeah, One Direction are great. But he just actually came out and said, I think even One Direction know that they're awful. Like, they're not real musicians. They just were sort of, they just got to where they are on a free ride. And I think they actually have a laugh amongst themselves about how little work they do, whereas people like us, for example, people like Jake Bugg, had to work really, really hard, wrote all his own music, all his own lyrics, everything, and made it.
The process of them getting together was basically the X Factor judges just thought, okay, they're not good individually, so we're going to put them together and create a group. So in that essence, they're manufactured
garbage.
Bullcrap.
So, you know, Lewis Tomlinson obviously heard the interview and hit out back at Twitter and said, do you think taking the mick out of boy bands makes you more indie? And it's like, well, truth hurts.
Yeah, it does. You know? And being compared to the Beatles is just a ridiculous statement because the Beatles are...
good.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's it. They're good. And you're just like auto-tune bullshit, basically.
Yeah, and you completely butchered Blondie classic and a Kinks classic in one fell swoop.
Mm.
Oh, but it's okay because it's for charity.
Piss off.
Totally.
What's next on the agenda? I've had
enough. You know Tom Cruise?
Oh, no, I've never heard of Tom Cruise.
Really, you haven't? No. Well, I mean, he's just a that psychopath, douchebag actor who is super short.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You may know him from such movies as Top Gun and Night
Mission
and Day.
Impossible.
Mission Impossible, yes.
What was it?
Cocktail.
Cocktail, yeah. There was another one I keep forgetting. Oh, God. Basically, I forgot it in another show we did, and I just.
I know the film you're talking about, but yeah, I can't remember either. But anyway,
Risky Business.
Ah, nice. Yeah, there you go. Well, saved remembered. It. Good
saved
for
it.
You.
Thank you.
he wanted to be a Catholic priest once upon a time.
Which, I mean, I had a lot to speak about this in a couple of shows before this, in that he just wanted a religion where he could focus his energy on and not...
Yeah, he wanted to find some sort of sanctuary.
Exactly, and, yeah, that's a better term.
And he had strong faith in the teachings of Catholicism, but somewhere along the lines he just decided to go...
Doesn't that prove the point that Scientology is just utter bullshit?
I don't even know what to say. Like, from wanting to be a Catholic priest to turned actor and then Scientology.
Exactly.
Like, how? I just wanted to know what his thought process was. I mean, apparently he wasn't kicked out of the...
He is basically Jesus in Scientology. He is. Yeah.
He could walk on water and turn water
into wine. Miscavige is like God, basically.
Yeah.
So weird.
I can't believe he wanted to be a priest. It was him and his friend. They weren't kicked out of the school, per se, but it's because they were caught drinking and they were, like, hammered. Mm. They were asked to not come back.
Yeah.
But he was going to be a man of the cloth.
Well, there you go.
Tom Cruise. Every day's a school day.
Absolutely. And then his wild side came to the fore. Imagine if they didn't catch him.
Yeah, I know.
He would have been a priest now. We've never heard of Tom Cruise. We've never heard of Mission Impossible. We wouldn't be talking about him in this show, and we'd have no material.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you, Tom Cruise, on behalf of Swagger Snap.
Being a total weirdo who believes in the
He's still like a lunatic and a crazy douchebag, but, you know. You know, where credit is due.
Credit to him for getting away with it.
Yeah, there you go.
And I think we're going to go for a quick break. Bite.
Yeah, that's right. Siggy, a whiskey, ta-ra.
Now, around the University of Westminster. Your station. Your sound.
Scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out.
This is Smoke Radio.
We the most best. AC. Yes.
I got looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. From different races, you get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
We hating on riches a bit. 100K I spun that on my wrist. $200 spun that on your. Do me your model, put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again. Killing the scene, bring the coroner in. Murder, she wrote, swallow a choke. Hit her and go, I won't call her again. Woke up, running in my own it. Crib as big as a college. Smoke me a pound of the loudest. Whipping some with no mileage. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses all in them Porsches. Can't handle afford it. $4,200 my mortgage. Falling on my carpet. You haters, you bore me. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Repping my city around in my state. Keep me up through they run with the case. Won't beef, then I visit your place. Bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. From different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
And I'm at it again. There go that flow bringing tragedy in. Cop me a chain, your salary spent. Just sweeping them cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend. Rolling them skinny like Austin twins. Squares, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian.
as I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling soon, and hop on the leer. Strapped with them choppers in back of the rear. Sock passe, them killers is here. Woke up early, they mounted. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pockets as fat as a tumor. Me in the no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Wanted with me, I deliver the beef. Rims only enjoying the feast. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No Louboutins when that red on your sleep. Bang, bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. From different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Photographs of dope boys. It's all they taking. Fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. It's why they hating. Push a button on his broke boys. As detonation walk the road to riches bare feet.
Me.
I watch mama struggle. Now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a that's 12 G's. I'm trying to bubble every summer a new LP. You gotta love me. I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bone and hit that man ass from 30 feet. Left in the puddle. Fingerprints is on a honey meal. That what it is. Ricky Rose and Ace Hood. We hella trip. Yeah.
I come looking for you with
Haitians. What you know about this?
I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best. Double L.
Honey, you get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
And welcome back to Swagger Snap here on Smoke Radio.
Yeah, that was Bugatti featuring Future and Rick Ross by Ace Hood. So, yeah.
Yeah, distinctly average song.
Yeah, Rick Ross is a boss, though. Nobody can be that fat and be a boss. So, big up to Rick Ross.
He is so morbidly obese.
I bet
to
he has,
point
like...
where it's, like, quite funny. You just go,
fat
boy.
He takes a piss out of supersize. He just probably... He probably has two supersizes.
Yeah, supersize like a snack for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
probably club seals and eats them in his spare time. Just now we're going to go back to an old favorite. That's Fire Snap.
Snog, marry, avoid.
That's it. Popular SMA. Yep. As they usually say.
Yeah, we've got one hell of a blast from the past.
Oh yeah. Shall I sing a rendition?
Go for it. I know you like your singing.
Well, I think I remember. I don't remember all of it. It was like, hey boy,
yeah, that's...
And then the Irish accent, like, fuck off, like, I don't want you to
get
be
a life.
Get a life. That was it.
It's Bewitched.
If you recognize that song, that was Bewitched. What was the song title? C'est la vie?
C'est la vie, yeah, that's the one.
Such a, I mean, it is
an absolute tune.
It is a tune. I don't care what you say.
I don't care. Yeah, totally. You know.
Such a tune.
And have you seen the video? You've seen the video, right?
Yeah, obviously I've seen
it's
the
like
video.
It's like one guy
Sick.
And four girls. Like, so what, does he get gang raped?
Gang raped.
Although
it literally looks like that. It's like...
No laughing matter. So
it's like they're circling him.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, you know...
With their clubs and shit.
You know, like they say stuff with like, play with your friends, play with your toys, and if you ever get lonely, or I don't even know. But anyway, that's what our Snog, Marry, Avoid is going to be on.
Fantastic.
And yeah, like, you know, we've been struggling recently with...
We keep pulling something out of the bag, though.
Yeah, it's brilliant. You know, that was such a great sort of...
You know, for a band that was in the 90s, that's got a lot of views on YouTube. That's got like 2 million views. That's decent for a band in the 90s, but that shows how good the song was.
Yeah, completely.
Right.
If it was like their only song.
It's a, yeah, one hit wonder and all. But yeah. They're back...
Yeah, apparently,
they're back.
Yeah.
So, props to them.
So they'll probably be playing like one show in Dublin.
Yeah, Dublin, and like going to a pub in London, probably the Old Head or something.
Yeah,
like.
Probably.
£2 a ticket. Catch them when you can. Yeah, do you want to kick those off for me?
Yeah, all right, okay, I'll go. So Snog, Marry, Avoid.
Snog.
I think with my Snog, I'd go with Kiwi Lynch.
Kiwi Lynch.
She's one of the twins.
Twinsies.
That's, I think that's the second band in a row that's got a set of twins.
Who's All Saints? Oh, yeah, All Saints. Yeah.
Or I don't know if it was in a row. Anyway, second band.
Okay.
Yeah. She seems to be the more commanding one.
The commanding one.
You know, the other one is just like there.
Just there.
You know, she's like, hi.
Hiya.
Can I get some airtime as well, please? It's kind of like that Destiny's Child, like, you know, Beyonce gets like 90% of the airtime. Michelle gets, you know,
2%.
Yeah.
Maybe even 2%.
Kelly gets 8% or something.
Yeah, that's it. She's like a quarter. Yeah. Like Beyonce
basically stole the show, and then, you know, the other two were just like...
You do realize why she steals the show, though, because, like, her ass probably covers the whole stage. You know?
Well, she's not exactly J-Lo.
She's better than J-Lo, I think.
Oh, much, yeah, but, you know, never mind. Anyway, so that would be my Snog. My Mary, I've got to say, it'll be Sinead.
Sinead, really?
She's looking banging these days.
Okay, fair play.
She's...
You're not going to like what I'm going to say.
I can only imagine. And I must say, I'd probably avoid the other twin.
Really?
You know? It's just...
You do realize they're carbon copies, so if you marry one, it'll probably be the same. So you can't really...
The other one, like, just... You know that way, like, most twins you look at, like, one took all the good stuff, the other one is just, like, with the leftovers.
You took all my genes.
That's what it... That's basically what it looked like, you know? She looked like Voldemort pre coming back to life.
Voldemort, that's harsh.
Like no nose and everything.
So basically, you're saying that she looks like a worm.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my Snog, Marry, Avoid.
Oh god, it's on to me now. All right. For my Snog, I just couldn't separate them for me, so I'm just gonna have to have a threesome.
Are they part and parcel?
Yeah, just like we'll get together and just have a Snog.
You are a man whore.
Well, there you go.
You're
you know?
player.
I'm a player pimp. And yeah, so you see, they just, I just couldn't decide. It was like, it's like, oh, I don't know. What can't you decide in that if you're in that situation? It's like
it's not like they're the type of twins that are just like so identical though. Like,
oh, I mean, no, they're not.
You could separate them.
I know, but I feel guilty if I had to choose one. It's like insulting the other. I could, don't get me wrong, like, I can insult.
Well, you've got a good heart, much better than... Yeah.
Well, don't worry, I haven't got to my Avoid yet. I would marry Lindsay because she's quintessentially beautiful, so I'd go for her, you know. And I'm sure she has
a nice
person. By
the way, that is like a total ugly duckling story, because like... When she was like in Bewitched in the 90s, you know, you wouldn't bat an eyelid at her, but my God.
Man. I know. Yeah. Woof. I mean, the only reason...
We were shocked when we saw a picture of her recently. We were like, whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's surprising what a good haircut can do to a person.
Totally.
I mean, she just got highlights, her hair was straightened, everything was nice, where else in the video...
And she was pulling like one of those faces, like with the pout there.
And I was like, "Name, girl," and yeah, we've been married ever since. And yeah, my Avoid, to your dismay, will be Sinead, because I think she reminds me of Phoebe from Friends, and I know you don't like Phoebe from Friends, so I don't know why you would marry her.
I mean, I don't mind Phoebe from Friends. It's just like her kookiness that I just think is.
Oh, yeah, that's like, annoying. But everyone finds that.
No, like, I mean, it's to the point where it's just... Like, I actually would go and congratulate her for being so incredibly tedious with it. It's just like, wow, you really are...
She did win an Emmy, just to point that out.
Who?
Lisa
Kudrow.
Yeah,
Lisa
Kudrow for her role as Phoebe in Friends.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she does it so well. Like, I would congratulate her.
You just don't like the character?
Oh, no. It's so, like I said, tedious.
Well, okay.
Like, eventually, like, you know, at first you'd be like, ah, yeah, you know, but eventually you'd just be like, okay.
Can you not be that weird?
Can you just not be such a hippie?
You're a big hippie. Yeah, so Sinead's my Avoid. I mean, nothing wrong against the girl, but I mean, I had to pick someone.
You're making a terrible mistake.
No, I'm not.
You don't know me!
No,
don't know me, eh?
Yeah. hell my size. No,
yeah, that's what you'd walk around saying. You just like walk around that, walk past Bewitched, the twins go, hell my size.
Call me ye. And yeah, call me ye. Come ye. Yeah, and yeah, I'm sorry, Sinead, but it's just not going to work out.
Terrible
Get
mistake.
Out right now.
Terrible,
it's
terrible
end
mistake.
Of you and me. And that was a rendition of JoJo. Get out. and that concludes our SMA for today. Hope you like that blast from the best.
We will come back with another good one.
Oh, don't you worry. We will do our research and we'll come back with a vengeance.
We'll make Bewitched look like a bunch of normies.
They will be bewitched by what we're going to do next week.
I like that.
Thank you.
It's very good. I think we're going to move on to another popular segment.
Mm.
Our saga story section.
Yeah. Or
stuttering
memories,
yeah,
as I like to call them.
Saga section is what I was trying to
saga section. You know,
but,
all right, okay.
But then I just kept going saga story stutter. Oh, uh-huh. What am I doing? Why am I alive?
Mm.
But you know, anyway, we've got quite a few stories.
Mm. Okay, I'll kick things off. Basically, had a party to go to in the weekend. Me, my mate George, Emil, and Tim. Got in my car and we were off to the lovely...
Oceania.
Hell no. To the lovely Kew in southwest London, quite near Chiswick and whatnot. It's a lovely area. And we went to, I think it was Kew, was it? Yeah, Kew. Basically we got the car, blah, blah, blah. I parked it and then we went inside the party, the house party, and everything was going swimmingly. Came out, and then I noticed...
Swimmingly.
I noticed that there was a note in my car, and I grabbed the note, and I looked at it, and it just said that, you absolute twat, you left your window open with your sat-nav out on display. Is it the clutch? The handbrake.
No, handbrake.
Handbrake. What am I doing? The handbrake was down, so it went into his car, and it was blocking his driveway.
Oh no!
And
so he just left a note,
and it said, "I've got your sat nav. Come to my house, number blah blah blah. You twat." So I rang the doorbell, and this guy came out. And he was like, "You utter twat, blah, 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 blah. You don't know who could have..."
Awfully fond of that word.
No, he was saying twat.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He is, you know.
You left your sat-nav on... You left your sat-nav on display. You left your window open. Someone could have nicked your car. And he was, like, pointing to the council houses, like, 200 metres away.
Oh, really? Because I thought you could have just said, well, we're in southwest London, you know.
No, but do you know how London's so, like, densely populated?
Yeah, and it's, like, it's patchy, isn't it? It's weird, like, you know, because in Glasgow, like, all the crap areas were, like, south and east end.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas, like, London, it's just like, well, Shepherd's Bush has got a lot of nice areas, but then, you know, this bit is an absolute dump, and, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And, and he basically said that I was a douchebag, a twat, whatever. And, but it did, to be fair to the guy, he did do a good deed. And
oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just rolled,
like,
my,
you know,
window.
I would have taken, you know, a bit of a badgering for, yeah.
Anyway, and the note itself is like, I don't know, my mate framed it. He took it from me and framed it. So.
That is quite funny.
I know, it was a funny situation. Not funny at the time, but it's funny now, I guess. Ha ha ha
ha.
Okay, on to you.
Anyway, yeah, but my story. But basically, this is, I've never felt so awful in my whole life. Like, honestly, just basically single-handedly ruined a friendship for life.
What? Didn't you kill that guy? No, I'm joking. All right, go on.
No. No, anyway, yeah, this like, I seriously never felt so awful ever. But in my last year of school, we had this quiz type, like, lunch hour quiz for all the sixth formers. We call them sixth years, but whatever, sixth formers. And, you know, you basically made your own team and you entered. So the sort of head boy, vice head boy, and head girl, vice head girl made a team of their own. And, you know, we were just sat there going, God, who are we going to enter in? So we were in a class for advanced chemistry, which is the equivalent of A-level chemistry. And there's only like five of us. So we just thought, why don't we do it? And, you know, it turned out to be pretty good because we ended up winning. But during one of the breaks of this quiz, like I had my rugby kit with me and there was this banana in my rugby kit, which was like literally about 6 weeks old.
Mm.
And it was like brown and like, it was seriously like the skin was just all brown, but there was like no solids whatsoever on the inside. It was just liquid. Mm. It was heinous, just so, so awful.
Mm.
Anyway, I was looking at it and I was just like, oh God, this is terrible. Guys, look at this. And, you know, crazy, but there was no smell, you know, because obviously my rugby kit just outsmelled it. But anyway, you know, I was like, guys, look, oh, look how terrible this is. And we all kind of looked and went, that's terrible, awful. And one of my friends, he was in the team with me. You know, we started to just go, oh, we should like throw it at someone. So I was like, okay. So I launched it at one of my other friends in the school head boy, head girl team.
Yeah.
And it hit a vice head boy right in the face.
Yeah.
And like everyone saw it happening. It was like slow motion. Everyone saw it and just burst out laughing. And this kid, he's like the kind of guy that, you know, he's like really self-conscious.
Yeah.
And he always, always tries to impress every girl in the world. And if you're standing around with him having a joke and a laugh with him and you start taking the piss out of him in front of girls, he would like call you up on it. He was like a bit of a wank that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, because it happened in front of girls, he was just like not impressed. And this banana just like burst open and went all over his face. And it was disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, it, like it had gone alcoholic. It like fermented in my bag. And like he kind of smelled of like alcoholic banana for the rest of the day. But anyway, he thought it was someone else in my team.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't speak to the guy anymore, like at all.
Wow.
And I went up to the guy and I was like, no, seriously, it was me. Like I did it. And he was just like, no, you're only saying that just because you're trying to take the blame for him and stuff. And I'm like, genuinely, genuinely not. It was honestly me. Like if I had CCTV, I would show you how much it was me. It was quite an epic victory for me, like personal, because it hit you right in the face. And I'm quite proud. You know,
it's me. angry at me.
I'm quite proud of the fact that I managed to burst this epically disgusting banana in your face.
Yeah.
And you're blaming someone who's completely innocent.
Exactly.
And to this day, this happened over 6 years ago, this day, still not said a word to him.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
So I completely destroyed that friendship and I feel bad.
You feel bad?
I feel pretty bad.
Well,
I did try.
You didn't mean it, though. I mean, it's the guy.
Well, no, I did mean it because I did throw it at his face. Oh, okay. But, you know.
And he's a dick, anyway.
We were looking to get a bit of a laugh out of it.
But if you can't take a joke, then he's not really your mate, though, because you're...
Yeah, true.
You're jokey-jokey, so there you go.
Yeah, I love joking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fuck him. I've got another story. Pretty short one there.
Short and sweet?
Yeah. Went to this club in Kingston, Oceania. I would not recommend it on my worst enemy because it is a shithole.
Didn't someone get stabbed there?
Yeah, someone got stabbed. That was like before.
That's terrible.
It's a shithole. I mean,
that was before you went? Or after?
Oh, after, sorry. Oh, what was I saying? Cool. After. And
I would have been like, oh, you're a psycho going there.
Yeah, I was not really enjoying it. I was in the middle of the dance floor, like, on my phone. And then this girl just like sort of flicked my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And
why?
And I was like, I don't know. I mean, if I was being a dick about it, I would say she liked me, but I doubt it. Because I don't know. It's just that I really don't know. I don't know why. Maybe she was trying to, my feeling is that she was trying to get a rise. Because I think she was doing that to other guys. And she wanted to get a rise out of me. And, you know, I was like, fuck this shit. So I stuck my middle finger up to her face.
Right in her face.
And it just walked away. And I was like, my friend saw it and he high-fived me. And I was like, that's right. That's nice. How we roll. You know what I'm saying? No that's bitch is gonna tie me there. You know what I'm saying?
That's a flawless victory right there.
Absolutely. And you know, this comes back to an argument me and Logan were having, in that if you treat a girl nice, they treat you like shit.
Yeah, you know, what is that? Like, why do, like, you know, particularly girls that think they're hot,
yeah,
seem to think that they can get away with treating everybody else
like
shit.
That's just a point. In London, for some reason, some fat girls think they're hot. And it's just like, that needs to be checked. Like, the police need to crack down on that, because that's not right.
I know, you almost feel like holding up a mirror in front of them and saying, and basically pointing at her faults and yeah, saying, this is why you are wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And, I can never understand that. And for some reason, when guys
treat... It defies all logic.
Yeah, I know. And when guys treat them like shit, they, for some reason, love it and embrace it.
Yeah.
And then they complain about it.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And I do just, not get you!
And then I'm like, we're just sat there going, right, we don't care.
Exactly.
You know, like, you know, they complain about it to other friends, and we just so happen to be other friends at times.
Exactly.
And they just go, yeah, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, I know what I can do, not listen or give a shit.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of move on with your life.
It's very frustrating, though. But I'm guessing it's some girls. Or...
I don't understand it. You know, I really, really don't.
I'm not saying all girls are.
Yeah, yeah, no, not at all. But like, we've been out with quite a few girls. We've been with our fair share of psychos.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
And we know our fair share. And
this is just a recollection of our past experiences.
Yeah.
Just to put it down on that scale, you know. But
that leads me on to, or it reminds me of, like, shit chat outlines.
Oh, God. I got a good one.
Oh, God. Like, I mean, some of the stuff that I've actually heard being said to me is just like, did you really just try that? Those words just resonate within my ear.
Exactly.
You know, like, I remember I was in a bar and I met up with some friends, and there were a whole bunch of people that I hadn't met. So I was being introduced around, and one of the girls there was called Vary. And I quite like that name. So I said, oh, you know, that's a nice name. And she goes to me, oh, you like that? You love my number. And I was just like, and then just walked away.
No, that's a no-no. Well, she's going
to
be...
Whatever happened to just chivalry?
Exactly.
You know?
Do you want my number? Yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah, you know?
What was
your crap chat plan?
Oh, right. Well, basically, walk up to the girl. And then you tell her, you go, oh, God, I just lost my number. Can I have yours?
I thought someone had said that to you, but you said that to someone.
And yeah, but you don't even need the chat up lines. You just start a conversation.
Yeah, right.
And then you sort of slyly ask for a number. You need to
be cool. Maximilian charm, yeah.
Exactly. And that's how you do. And yeah.
I think we're going to go for another quick break.
A breaky doodle. And we'll be back after a ciggy and a pint.
Ayo, mass size.
This is your station, your sound, your Smoke Radio.
Start it.
Zombie on the track.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, told you bring it right back. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
yeah. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Boys tell stories about the men. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it. I could turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you. Just as a reminder to myself. I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. No noon, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No noon, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Hello, people. That was a Start From The Bottom, Clean Edition by Drake.
Possibly the worst rapper in the history
of
music.
Oh, shut up. Do you know he's going to be named the hottest MC right now? So that is bullshit.
Kanye's still better.
In your opinion. Where are we going to go into now? where are we going to go into now?
We were having this discussion the other day, and it did seem like the most obscure thing to talk about, like me and some guys at the gym. We just finished and we were, you know, on our way out, and we're talking about, like, you know, like strength and power and, like, you know, all that kind of crap. And then someone just goes, what animal would you be? And, like, you know, all of them kind of went for, like, sort of cliched, like, oh, I'd be a tiger because, like, you know, they're massive and awesome, you know. So I just wondering, what animal would you be?
Well, I'd probably be a dolphin. I think they're aren't they supposed to be the smartest?
Yeah.
Mammal.
They're up there, yeah.
Not mammal, but I think we're the smartest mammals, but they're pretty smart animals, and yeah, they're pretty friendly. They're pretty talented in what they do, entertaining people, and don't they have, like, frequencies in which they can talk to each other from?
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive, so I'd like to do that. That's like psychic.
Apparently, if you swim with dolphins, like,
that's something I want to do.
It's been proven that they can cure some cancers.
Wow.
Yeah, well, because of that, like, you know, when you hear them,
you're basically a saint then if you're a dolphin.
Yeah. Actually, they are pretty cool animals. Nice, very good choice. Cool. Good choice.
They're pretty as well.
You know, very social.
Absolutely.
I remember when I went diving in the Red Sea in Egypt.
Yeah. So you've actually been with dolphins?
Yeah. They
I haven't
came
been
out
with
of
dolphins.
Nowhere,
I feel jealous.
Like, whoa, you know, they're pretty awesome.
That's really cool, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
They're very social as well, so I think it's befitting.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
I am a very social person.
Yeah. I would probably be a blue whale.
Just to eat everything in sight.
Well, yeah, they're like massive as well. Like, to the point, like, they're so big. The great David Attenborough, Sir David Attenborough,
yes,
sir, has described them as by far, like, direct quote, by far the biggest animal that has ever lived.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Like, you know, when you consider...
How big is it? Like, can you compare it to something?
Well, you know its tail?
Yeah.
The wingspan of, like, a small aircraft.
Wow.
Its tail. And then, like, you know, its heart is, like, the size of, like, an estate car. You know,
what?
Yeah. You can. Human beings are able to swim in their blood vessels. Yeah, you know, pretty big.
Massive.
But, you know, I like the fact that, like, they are so big to the point that no other sea creature, like, you know, fucks with them.
Mm.
The people just go, like, great whites swim past it and go, that thing is way too big. You know?
Not fucking with that tonight.
You know? And like, I also kind of like the fact that not many people know a lot about it. Like, they don't know, because they go so deep, you know, like, there's not really much research.
A bit of sexual innuendo there.
Yeah.
I mean, how are they supposed to, like, you know, have coitus?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't know how they procreate and everything.
They don't know?
Yeah.
But do they go, like, deep in the sea, so they don't know, they can't film them or anything?
Yeah.
That's
like,
amazing.
I quite like the fact, you know, I mean, I'm more introverted than I let on.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I do sort of like my alone time. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I mean,
blue whales.
Didn't they call one of them a sperm whale?
Yeah, like, you've got loads of, you know, you've got the orcas as well, like killer whales and...
Killer whales.
Sperm whale.
Don't want to mess with them. Do they have little whales? Or do they not exist?
I think, like, the smallest type of whale you get would be, like, a beluga whale. That's so huge. You know, like, whales are just massive.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm. And those are the animals we want to be.
Yeah. Well, why don't you guys tweet us and let us know what animals you guys would want to be using the hashtag MyAnimal.
Yeah, MyAnimal. Either at Smoke Radio or at SwaggerStamp.
That's right. Actually, who would you get to play you in a film?
Hmm.
And your life story.
Are you saying what I would like or realistically the person that would?
Well, as close to both as you can get.
Hmm. That doesn't narrow it down. Well, who would I want?
No, like, let's be realistic.
Shall I name both sides of the coin, then you can decide.
All right, okay.
Who I want.
Shia LaBeouf?
Nah. God, no. Reference
from a few shows ago.
Yeah, check it out.
yeah, we're all on Podomatic and iTunes.
Give us a listen. Who I would want would be either Tom Hardy or Christian Bale.
I'd probably be in the same boat there.
And who realistically...
A pair of badass actors. Realistically, Idris Elba, yeah.
Realistically, it would probably be like someone like Zach Braff.
Who?
Zach Braff, the guy from Scrubs.
Oh. Well, I could see that.
Yeah, that's the thing,
yeah. I could actually see that. For me, I would probably have to go... Like, if I'm going to be, like, super realistic... And either you'd have to slap on a shitload of makeup on this guy or go back in time. Omar Sharif. Because he's like an Arab as well.
I've heard that name before, Omar Sharif. Who is he again?
Just some guy who's acted in a few films.
Omar Sharif. I need a picture though.
I'll bring one up.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So Omar Sharif, bottom line.
I actually quite like the idea of Oliver Reed as well, because he's a badass.
I can't put a picture to Oliver Reed as well.
Oliver Reed, you know the gladiator?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the guy who takes him to Rome?
Oh, him, the old guy?
Yeah.
He's a bit old for you to play.
Well, see, when you, like, if you watch his older films,
oh, okay.
Like, absolute badass. Total.
What about that guy, Gwaffalo or whatever? He's been, I think he was in the... Team America. Not Team America. What was that one with Iron Man and all that?
The Avengers.
Yeah. He was, I think, the Hulk.
All right.
Yeah, I think that guy.
Well, for me?
Yeah.
Well, because of the bushy hair.
Yeah.
You're a dick.
So, I don't know. Like, Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, that'd be pretty sweet. Like, have you seen the Sherlock Holmes films?
Yeah.
Pretty sick. Total awesome. He is such a great actor, that guy.
He is a sick actor. Yeah. Cool guy as well.
And he's got the Tony Stark down to a T, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Another thing is that he's like one of those guys that would just go up to Bieber and slap him. I have a feeling.
Total backhand.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing with your life? Stop being a pussy. You big pussy.
Swag this.
Snap.
Yeah. Thing about films is, right, like, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, you've seen the Transformers.
Yeah.
Right. There's something fundamentally wrong with that film. you know? Because, like, you've got the Autobots and the Decepticons.
Shia LaBeouf.
Apart from that, you've got the Autobots and the Decepticons, right? And they come down to Earth and, like, have this, like, you know, massive, like, just war, you know? And the Autobots somehow always seem to win. And I'm just sat there going, that is bullshit.
Yeah.
Right? Because the Autobots have done something hysterically wrong. Like, they've come down and, like, come down as, like, transformed into a truck and a bunch of Chevys and, you know, like a fire engine. And then, you know, the Decepticons have gone, here, military vehicles. You know, like tanks and fighter jets and stuff. That's kind of what you'd rather be if you're going to fight a war.
That's the reason why these movies never get critically acclaimed. It's because it's just generic.
It's because Michael Bay is just going, and we want an explosion here. Yeah. The guy's just getting out of bed. Boom. We still want an explosion just in case.
And when he's brushing his teeth, we want like an exploding bomb in his mouth so it can blow his face off.
Yeah.
Just to create that explosion, you know? The explosion.
And then when you know, he's leaving for work, we want another explosion. Like, all the trees around him to just blow up.
Yeah, and, like...
He's obsessed with explosions.
And, like, we want, like, that character from the Nintendo series, Zelda, to come out of nowhere and just stab him repeatedly in the face.
While everything's exploding.
Yeah. That's how random these movies are.
I know.
The script is so bad that they produce this garbage on our screen. And they bring in these hot, like... actresses like Megan Fox to deceive our minds.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at me, I'm running. And then slow motion of her boobs flapping about everywhere she's running. It's like ridiculous. Yeah.
And then all the geeks are like,
And then Shia LaBeouf like comes in and is like, you're so sweet to me, you're so sweet. Proceeds to like put his tongue down her throat.
Yeah. Then it's like as if that would happen in real life.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, I thought they had some people were, well, some news outlets were saying that they had a relationship.
A fling.
Yeah, a fling apparently. But she was married, wasn't she?
Yeah, no, like I heard about that as well. That, I took it with a pinch of salt.
That was that guy that did 90210 when he didn't look good in 90210. Now suddenly he's like trimmed his face off and he looks deep. The Peach Pit, no?
Another thing about films, like, the names of like characters and stuff, or not even characters, just like, you know, things in the, like, you've seen the Harry Potter films.
Yeah.
Death Eaters. What do? They eat death.
They eat the Dementors.
Well, yeah, but then the Death Eaters. You know the Death Eaters.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying the Dementors.
Yeah, you know.
The Dementors give you the kiss of life.
Yeah, no, yeah. You know, you'd think they'd be the Death Eaters, you know, but.
No.
I don't know. But.
Death Eaters are like higher ranked or something.
It's like the Death Star as well. What does it do? It does death.
Does death. You know? Anything that's bad, they put like some
death.
Yeah, death in it. And like Harry Potter is like, oh, like, got a lion. Like, have you ever wondered why a lion is like considered to be a brave symbol? When you do realize that a real life lion would actually like
sleep all day and then let his pride do all the hunting. He'll come along, eat, and then sleep again.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, why is it associated with human beings? Because that lion would come over and like maul you to death.
Yeah, I know.
So
I don't know. I don't get it.
So wouldn't the lion be a bad symbol?
You would think, but then, you know, you've got like people like Richard the Lionheart, who obviously had a lion's heart. Because when he went to fight in the Crusades, if he got stabbed in his human heart, he still had the lion heart to...
I get this principle now. I get this principle now in that the lion doesn't back down from any fight.
I suppose that's... Yeah.
Is that the principle?
Perhaps.
And Hufflepuff had the... Was it a badger or something?
I don't know.
What was it? A gerbil?
I don't think anyone actually cared about it. Even like J.K. Rowling, when she was like writing it, she was just like, who cares?
Pussy.
You know. And then, you know, Slytherin were the snakes.
Yes. I can understand the snakes. They are vile creatures. So. They're pretty slithery. They're
deceptive.
And they're disgusting.
They deceive.
Then we had Ravenclaw, which was a falcon or something. An eagle.
again, like J.K. Rowling, who, I don't care. Just the
line.
Have to have four houses just because if I had to, it just wouldn't make sense.
Wait, we had the Hufflepuff, Gryffindor, Slytherin, Ravenclaw. So four houses.
Yeah.
I wish there was a fifth. What would your fifth house be? Shisha Palace.
No, it'd have to be, you know, keep in with the animal.
Camel. The camel. Because you're Arab, get it.
And it would just be me in that house. I'd be like, really? Just minority.
Oh, you are Arab. Camelindor.
I'd be like the only guy in the Quidditch team. I have to do everything.
It's like you roll up with your like mint tea and shit. Just like shisha on your back. Anybody want any shisha? Have a puff, come on, have a puff. Come back to my place. Then you can have a puff. Oh, God.
That would be our remake of Harry Potter. We'll just have the extra house and everyone would be
We should
a
actually
boy.
Film that.
Everyone would be a rude boy, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Ayo, masses!
Ayo!
Harry! Harry!
Harry, fam, where my Quidditch? Where my Quidditch?
With the girls, fam.
I want Pamela Anderson in here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that'd be so hilarious.
Stupefied.
I wish there were like rude boys in that film. It would be just so much better.
I swear they had one.
Just one.
I swear the complimentary one rude boy that they had.
Token.
That's it. Yeah. And so that your house would be Calamindor.
Calamindor.
And your pet.
Pet.
Or whatever, I don't know, that your mascot would be a camel.
Just a camel, yeah.
So, like, do you know how they... at one point, they summon all the, like, mascots, the majestical creatures. Everyone has, like, the eagle comes out of nowhere. The lion comes out of nowhere. And then you burst the door open, like, treading a camel on your way. And then it, like, spits everybody at everybody. That's its special power. And it gives everybody water and shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that would be an amazing movie. Directed by me, starring you.
You would have to be, like, on acid to understand this.
Like... The whole concept of it is to get the ultimate shisha flavor.
It's like some apple, yeah, mint, get some mint. Grape, what about grape? I don't know. Whatever.
And the evil character would be like, I don't know, Saddam Hussein. I don't know. He's the worst human being.
How are you not an author?
I don't know. This would be an amazing film. So there you go. He's actually worse than Voldemort. Absolute dickhead.
I tend to agree with that, yep.
And
I think we'll
wrap it up
day here. So yeah, we won't be back for a little while. And
yeah, this is our final episode of Series 1, but never fear, Series 2 is coming in the horizon.
Yeah, we'll be back in the next quite few weeks.
Mm.
Yeah.
Focusing on other ventures, and also...
Keep your eyes and ears peeled for that.
If you want to keep up to date with Swagger Snap, catch us at Swagger Snap on Twitter, or Facebook at Swagger Snap, so...
And
yeah,
you can
it's
get
been
all
a pleasure.
Shows on
yeah.
iTunes. And podomatic.com/swaggersnap.
Yes, people. It's been a pleasure as always from me, Max Powers.
And much love from Jackson L.
Hey, on my size!
Oh, check this out.